today on Real Radio.
Well, you tell people this stuff. Why? Because it's good to you. You got to tell them, oh man, you got to try this. And then we come to God. Well, I can't. We can't contain him. Jeremiah said his word burned in me. It's got to come out. That's the reality of God in your life.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues a series called the Worldview Series, a series that encourages us to have an active, relevant, engaging, and culturally involved faith. It's important in our faith to not only know God, but to understand the true original purpose God has for mankind, to know who we are in Him. A lot of what Pastor Jack has to say in this lesson might really surprise you. When God created man, the Bible teaches us that mankind was His pinnacle creation. We were created to reveal the glory of God. Pastor Jack is about to give us some clarity on who we are, where we've come from, and where we're going according to God. Now here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. It's a message called The Origins of Man.
In the year that King Uzziah died, said Isaiah, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train, that is His glory, of His robe filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each having six wings. See these angelic beings? They'll freak you out. They got six wings. With two, He covered His face, and with two, He covered His feet, and with two, He flew. And one cried to the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which had been taken with tongs from the altar, a blazing, burning coal. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, listen, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, listen to Isaiah's response. Here I am, send me. And he said to Isaiah, go. Experiencing God. Can I say tonight, will you understand this? Will you get this? I trust you will. That if you would have asked me when I was 15 years old, if you saw God, would you believe? I would probably have said, yeah, if I see God, then I'll believe. I've never seen God. Can I say tonight that in my life, experiencing God, I know someday I will see Him, but I don't have to see Him to have faith in Him. You could say, well, if I don't see Him, I can't believe in Him. I remember thinking that way. I remember thinking like you're thinking now. But I can tell you this, in the ever so consistent and soft and gentle way that He relates to us and we experience Him in, He builds a case as you walk with Him one day after the next until you come to a point where you can say, look, it is going to be a gigantic bonus, a plus when I see Him. But until I do, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's not something pumped up. It's not something that's hyped up. And then there's the existence. Listen, we have the existence to share God. We exist to share God. Our friend, listen, you and I have friends who can't stand us. Oh, brother, here they come. You know, they hate the holidays because they know you're coming. They're going to talk about God. And grandma's probably going to have him pray because it's that time of the year. I remember getting saved and the first Thanksgiving, Even in my stuttering, stammering lips, I prayed. I asked my mom, can I pray over the Thanksgiving meal? And I prayed. My brother was there. He was not a believer at the time. My brother was there, and he was just, oh, man. We prayed, and I said, in Jesus' name, amen. And he was really into spaceships and stuff. And I'll never forget it. He goes, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows that aliens exist, and we came from spaceships because somewhere they found a spark plug from a spaceship. You may say, well, that's ridiculous. But wait, if you're not believing in God, what are you believing in? You see, we can't stop talking about God. We don't want to be obnoxious. Honestly, we don't. But you know what? He keeps coming out. It's like, okay, I'm not going to share. We're going to have Christmas dinner with the family. I'm not going to say a thing. So how's it going? Hey, what about those rams and the rams, you know, playing the goats? What a great game that was. And then somebody says, well, yeah, you know, that one guy made the touchdown. And then he bows his knee and he prays to God. And you're going, have you noticed that in our lives? You just got to tell somebody. And you might say, well, Pastor, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I know Jesus, but I'm not like that. But you know, what are you like, though? You're praying for your neighbors, huh? You're interceding, or you're putting tracts in your husband's lunch about God. It's in you to come out, to share God. Everything that you and I have experienced that's meaningful and wonderful and blessed, we tell people. We tell strangers, don't we? Standing in line, somebody says something, and it's like, well, you know, I don't want to intrude or anything, but I think you should try it with the white rice. It's really good, the white rice. I love it. Anyway, what do we do this for? You should try the apple pie with the ice cream and a slice of cheese on it. You ever had apple pie like that, you guys? It's that time of the year. Apple pie without the cheese is like a kiss without the squeeze. You don't know this? You should know this. Well, you tell people this stuff. Why? Because it's good to you. You got to tell them, oh man, you got to try this. And then we come to God. Well, I can't. We can't contain him. Jeremiah said his word burned in me. It's got to come out. That's the reality of God in your life. He's real, and it really happens. For those of us with a biblical worldview, knowing God and experiencing God produces this natural, supernatural desire to share the Lord with people. And the deck is stacked in our favor. Even if they say, don't talk to me anymore about this, we win. Amen. Listen, they get upset, they go home. No, they go home, they lay down at night. Oh, I can't believe that guy was talking to me about God. And Jesus loves me and Jesus died for me. And they're laying on their bed. Listen, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're laying there and they're like, God begins to work. He's speaking, he's calling them as we share the Lord with people. Psalm 89:1 says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. My mouth will make known your faithfulness to all generations. We can't keep silent. We can't keep silent. Psalm 16:11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. How can you keep quiet about that? Hey, there's a sale. There's a sale down at the store. And you tell everybody. You Facebook it. There's a sale on shoes. What about God? Does that happen? Of course, absolutely. Listen, we get to this, we'll be good. Mankind, number three, is an eternal creation by God. You have been created by God. And listen, you have eternity in your heart. Did you know that? Think about the creation of mankind. Think about you. God has made animals. He says so. He's made them all. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, he's obviously fashioned them with a body or with skin or with scales or whatever they need. And the Bible says that animals, he has put within them a soul. Isn't that interesting? And the Bible says, now some of you don't want to hear this, but the Bible says that when an animal dies, his flesh goes into the earth and his soul returns to the earth. So is there going to be animals in heaven? I know there's horses in heaven. I mean, it says there's horses there. I don't really like horses, but there's horses there. I don't know anything about animals in heaven. I don't know. I don't care. Here's the thing. The Bible says concerning us, the human, created in the image of God, man, it's different. It's different for us. We are eternal creatures. See, yeah, but I was only born, you know. I was only born in 1982. How can I be eternal? Listen, once you've come into this world, God, when God breathed in you the breath of life, as it were, and you became a living soul, listen to this. When God assembled you in the inward parts, listen, knowing Jesus or not, read the fine print of the Bible. Heaven or hell, every human being is resurrected bodily. Number two, their soul, your psyche is your emotions and your thoughts. Number three is your spirit. Born again or not, your spirit lives forever, either in eternity with God in love or separated from God in hell and torment. Everyone lives forever. That's amazing, huh? In John chapter 5, verses 28 to 29, and Daniel chapter 12, it says, some will resurrect to everlasting life, and some will resurrect to everlasting damnation. Wow. In Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. That word image means resemblance. And that word likeness means, listen, similitude. This is amazing. C.S. Lewis says this. That is, that man will be some, this is God speaking in C.S. Lewis's paraphrase. That is, man will be someone who is similar to us, but not identical to us. Someone who knows us and represents us in his existence. The human being, man, it is amazing. Mark this down. Man has, unfortunately, Adam and Eve began it. We perpetrate it still. Man has violated his own rights. In that God wanted and created us to exist in his presence, even though the Bible teaches that man was created in the image of God, man now is a distant, fallen representation of what he once was. The Bible says in Genesis that we walked with God in the cool of the garden in Adam and Eve. Think of that. We humans were created in the image of God. Presently, listen to this. Presently, when we look at one another, even though we be redeemed and on our way to heaven, created in the image of God, we're still fallen creatures. And I love how it's put, we're not aborted from his family, even after we've now come to faith. We are distorted by sin. You were created in the image of God. You have attributes. You have senses. You have feelings. More on that when we begin to wrap this up. We have one more video to show you, and this is amazing because, again, this is one of the most brilliant guys in the unbelieving world today. And as they cue that up, I want you to think about this for a second. Mankind knows intuitively, that is, it's been placed within us, something is wrong inside of us.
Hello, Professor Dawkins. How are you? I'm Ben Stein. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You have written that God is a psychotic delinquent invented by mad, deluded people.
No, I didn't say quite that. I said something rather better than that.
Oh, well, please tell us what you said. Please tell us what you said.
Well, I would have to read it from the book.
No, please.
The God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction. Jealous and proud of it. A petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak. A vindictive, bloodthirsty ethnic cleanser, a misogynistic, homophobic, racist, infanticidal, genocidal, filicidal, pestilential, megalomaniacal, sadomasochistic, capriciously malevolent bully.
So that's what you think of God?
Yeah.
How about if people believed in a God of infinite lovingness and kindness and forgiveness and generosity, sort of like the modern day God? Why spoil it for them?
Why
not just let them have their fun and enjoy it?
I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. I write a book. People can read it if they want to. I believe that it is a liberating thing to free yourself from primitive superstition.
So religion is a primitive superstition?
Oh, I think it is, yes.
So you believe it's liberating to tell people that there is no God?
I think a lot of people, when they give up God, feel a great sense of release and freedom.
Why do you think that? I mean, what's your dad? What's your scientist? What's your dad?
I think. Well, I've had a lot of letters saying that, and I've.
There are 8 billion people in the world, Dr. Dawkins. How many letters have you had?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that. That's quite true.
Professor Dawkins seemed so convinced that God doesn't exist that I wondered if he would be willing to put a number on it.
Well, it's hard to put a figure on it, but I mean, I put it as something like, 99% against or something.
Well, how do you know it's 99% against, say, and not 97%?
No, I did. You asked me to put a figure on it, and I'm not comfortable putting a figure on it. I think it's, I just think it's very unlikely.
What? But you couldn't put a number on it?
No, of course not.
So it would be 49%.
Well, I think it's unlikely, but it's quite far from 50%.
How do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I put an argument in the book.
Well, then who did create the heavens and the earth?
Why do you use the word who? You see, you immediately beg the question by using the word who.
Well, then how did it get created?
Well, by a very slow process.
Well, how did it start?
Nobody knows how it started. We know the kind of event that it must have been. We know the sort of event that must have happened for the origin of life.
What was that?
It was the origin of the first self-replicating molecule.
Right, and how did that happen?
I told you, we don't know.
So you have no idea how it started?
No, nor has anybody.
Nor has anyone else. What do you think is the possibility that intelligent design might turn out to be the answer to some issues in genetics or in evolution?
It could come about in the following way. It could be that at some earlier time, somewhere in the universe, a civilization evolved by probably some kind of Darwinian means to a very, very high level of technology and designed a form of life that they seeded onto perhaps this planet. That is a possibility and an intriguing possibility. Mm. And I suppose it's possible that you might find evidence for that if you look at the details of biochemistry, molecular biology. You might find a signature of some sort of designer.
Wait a second. Richard Dawkins thought intelligent design might be a legitimate pursuit?
And that designer could well be a higher intelligence from elsewhere in the universe. Well, but that higher intelligence would itself have had to have come about by some explicable or ultimately explicable process. It couldn't have just jumped into existence spontaneously. That's the point.
So Professor Dawkins was not against intelligent design, just certain types of designers, such as God.
So the Hebrew God, the God of the Old Testament, he doesn't exist in your view?
Certainly. I mean, that would be a very unpleasant prospect.
And Holy Trinity of the New Testament.
Nothing like that.
Do you believe in any of the Hindu gods? Like Vishnu?
How can you ask such a question?
You don't,
right? How could I? I mean, would I, given that I don't believe in any others?
You don't believe in the Muslim God?
No. And why do you even need to ask?
Well, I just wanted to be sure. So you don't believe in any God anywhere?
Any God anywhere would be completely incompatible with anything that I've said.
I just wanted to make sure you don't believe in any God anywhere.
No.
What if after you died you ran into God? He said, "What have you been doing, Richard? I mean, what have you been doing? I've been trying to be nice to you.
Yep.
I gave you a multi-million-dollar paycheck over and over again with your book, and look what you did."
Bertrand Russell had that point put to him, and he said something like, "Sir, why did you take such pains to hide yourself?"
But if the intelligent design people are right, God isn't hidden. We may even be able to encounter God through science, if we have the freedom to go there. What could be more intriguing than that?
Remember, he was reading in his book, this is the God of believers, a maniacal, angry, vengeful, and he's so upset. He's so hurt, he's so upset, he's so angry. And then he's at the pinnacle of his world, Richard Dawkins. He's the man. And he was okay to define his origin coming from a God that he creates or gods that he creates. It's possible way back when it could have been. And it comes down to the battle of the will of who do you think you are? And you've got these two guys tonight, Dean Kenyon, Richard Dawkins, who are at the top of the food chain of knowledge where these guys reside. One is embracing and one is still rejecting. It is amazing to think, what will you do? Because are you not? Isn't every one of us either on a search, searching and looking, or we have ended our search, we have found, we've been found. And your origin, if you tonight are saying, I am going to grab that slot machine handle and pull it down and pray to the gods of dice that it all comes up okay for me in the end. Or I'm going to stop and listen to the call, the flirtation, the wooing, the revelation. If God is big enough to save you, don't you think he's big enough to preserve his message? You don't need to be afraid of this book. If you don't know the Lord, pick it up and read it. At the end of this service, which is now, you can come and get Bibles up here for free and start reading them. I encourage any of you who, if you're not sure if you know God or not, you got to settle that. Stop guessing with your eternity because you've been guessing about your origins. You've been created in the image of God, and you know it. You just need to respond to that. Father, we thank you for your word and for who you are, that you're the God who has reached his creation. You're the lover of our souls. And Lord, we praise you and thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord God, that in every heart tonight, right here and now, accounts would be settled with you. Sins faced head on. That tonight in this sanctuary, people would be saying, Lord, this is before my face. This thing or things of my life that control me, that are my focus, they're my affection. I'm asking you, Father God, to take them from me, to forgive me of my sins, that you would come down in the person of Jesus Christ. We sang the songs tonight that he died for us. He took away our sins as our payment on the cross, the life of God, canceling out sin. I receive that gift tonight. I receive that offer of you, the Creator God, and me, the created. Right now, right where you're at, right where you're seated, you can say, Lord, I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I want to know you as my Redeemer.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called The Origins of Man, a study on who we are according to God and how it should affect our biblical worldview of mankind. Today's lesson was one in a series called the Worldview Series. It's a series that takes a look at worldview issues through a biblical lens, and will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, before I let you go, I want to remind you that you can get a hold of the MP3s and the video for the Engage California Conference. It happened here at Chino Hills just recently, and boy, the list of speakers is just amazing. Dennis Prager is on the list, Frank Gaffney, Shannon Grove, the Honorable Bob McEwen, John Stonestreet, Donald Dix, Karen England, and of course, our very own Pastor Jack. If you'd like to get a hold of the USB with the MP3 and MP4s, it's available for you for a gift of any amount. All you got to do is go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and there you'll get all the details. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.